ערב טוב רבותיי, אוקיי, it's been quite, ברוך השם, a lot of שמחות in the family, in the קהילה, ברוך השם, שירבו שמחות בישראל. So, we're just about, you know, 2 weeks away from Pesach. חודש טוב, חודש ניסן, השתבח שמו, חודש הגאולה. So, there is a very famous שולחן ערוך, in סימן תפעין ה', when it comes to the part of the Seder, מוציא מצה, מרן quotes, the tour and the rosh that say that when a person makes motzi matzah, I'll read you the language of Shulchan Aruch, and all of the poskim beat up on this and they want to know exactly what the makor is, the bir halacha, the field day with this. So Maran says like this, takshiv yitol yadav v'yivarech al netilat yadayim v'yikach hamatzot keseder she'nicham הפרוסה בין שתי השלמות. By the time you get to מוציא מצה, you're left with two, well, it's not really 2.5. People say 2.5. לפי הקבלה, by the way, the Ari HaKadosh writes in Shaar HaKavanot, דרוש לחג הפסח. דרוש דלת. He says that when a person breaks the מצה, you should break it into two pieces, one larger than the other. One בצורת דלת, and one בצורת וו. The דלת should be bigger than the וו. Now Shmuel is raising his eyebrow and saying, what are you talking about? You're cracking a matzah. What dalet?
Soft matzah. Soft matzah.
Elamai. You have more control about how you break it. Now, which one goes where? Darei HaKadosh says, the chaticha gdola betzurat dalet is saved for afikoman. Chaticha ktana betzurat vav is left there between the, that's the matzah prusa. Now,
why
dalet involved? Sodot, yeah.
Is there a ketiva issue?
No, not on food. Not on food. Anyway, and we're not, even with soft matzah, you think it really comes out like a dalet and a vav? It's like,
I can form it.
Huh?
I can form it.
It looks like a blob, you know what I'm saying? Just, anyway, bekitzer, now he says, but ככה כותב, the Kaf Chaim brings him down להלכה, Maran Achidan Berki Yosef brings down Ari HaKadosh להלכה, ככה יעשה. Anyway,
and we guess it exactly every
now. I don't know what exactly means.
I try,
yeah.
It looks more like a yud.
Huh?
The other part looks more like a yud.
I make a thin one. I make a thin vav that I keep, and then the rest of it here. And he says the vav is supposed to be tzad yamin. The tzad yamin is supposed to be a vav, and the tzad small is supposed to be a dalet. Which really it's a dalet psula because it doesn't have an akev, which makes it a resh, which anyway, but, unless the Ari had square matzahs, in which case the, no be'emet, in Ilchot Safrut, what's the only difference between a dalet and a resh?
The roundness and the fact that the letter is a extra.
Has an akev, akev b'tzad yamin, it has a tiny jut out, a square jut out, that's, if your resh is square, it's pasul, because then the resh becomes a dalet. So, Mikol Makom, that's also the difference between what other two letters in the Aleph Bet, Bilchot Safrut, have the same switch off, have the same issue between a Dalet and a Rish. What else do you have?
Nun and Gimel.
Kaf and Bet. Kaf, its Moshav is Agol. Bet, its Moshav is Meruba. That's the difference. Mishabur and Mishnat Sofrim, this is Kacha Meforash. The old Sephardic Bet, interesting. Maybe we'll have a series on Ilchot Safrut. Very interesting. The old. That's a newer version of a Sephardic bit. It has a drop of an akiv, a drop of a jada. The old Sephardic bits used to be like this. An angular cuff.
How do you even verbalize that for the recording?
No, think about a cuff. Just the cuff in general is rounded. If you think about an angular cuff, three right angle or two right angles mamash, that was the old Sephardic bit. It's a bit kasher because it's meruba. Anyway, one second. Oh, let me just get the Maran. So he says, "V'yochazem biyado v'yivarech hamotzi ve'al achilat matzah ve'achar kach yivtzam." Okay, here we go. Maran and the Kabbalah disagree a little bit. Maran says you hold all three when you make both brachot of hamotzi and al achilat matzah. The Ari HaKadosh disagrees. Kaf Chaim brings him down to halacha as well. In that, when you make birkat hamotzi, you hold all three. When I say three, you know what I mean. 2.5. when you make a motzi, after Baruch Atah Hashem Kamecha Olam Motzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, you drop the bottom one, and you're only holding what? The top one and a half, and then you make Asher Kiddushanu Tzav Tzivanu Al Achilat Matzah. That Maran Zelo Kacha, but here's the clincher. Says Maran, V'yat Bilem B'melach, V'yochelem Ba'aseva B'yachad Kazait Mikol Echad. Maran says, and then what do? You have a kazait from each one. Which one is he talking about? Kazait from each one. Which means he's talking about two kazetot. No, not top and bottom. Top and middle. The top one and the middle one. Now the shayla is now dinner or night seder?
Night seder.
No, it's officially night seder?
Night seder.
Okay, anyway, what time is dinner?
6:45 to 8 o'clock.
It's a long dinner. Anyway, mikol makom.
More time to learn.
Shrecha. Now, anyway, mikitzer. Vayivra Elohim et shenei ha-me'orot ha-gedolim. Today was the face-off between the me'orot. Ha-me'or ha-gadol ba-shamayim ve-ha-me'or ha-gadol ba-aretz. Who won, ma'or? Mi nitzeach? Yeah. So, mikol makom, they gave out glasses to everybody. I saw a machloket between up. Some say that even with the glasses, it's not healthy. No. By whom? Who? Mize?
Government.
Depends which.
Anyway.
If you look at this, or it's still burning.
Mamash. So he says. The Bi'ur Halacha has a little bit of an issue. He says, where do we find this? The Bach, on the spot, not only on Maran. Maran just quotes the Halacha, the Rosh and the Tur. But Maran seems to say you have to eat two kazetot. Then Maran says, if you can't eat both kazetot, then you can just have one. Okay, fine. B'lechatchila, Maran seems to say you have two kazetot. Says the Bach, says the Taz. Oh, the Gedolah Poskim. The Bi'ur Halacha B'Lai B'Shver on this Maran. It says, where do we ever find a Chiyuv Achila in the Torah that is two kazetot? What is Pshat? You ever wonder? The Bach doesn't have a good Pshat. The Taz comes and answers. He says, I'll tell you why Maran says L'chatchila you should have two kazetot. Why? Because the concept of En Osin Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. What does that mean? You're not supposed to lump two mitzvot together. How so? What are the two mitzvot here? Zok detaz, Pesach, you have two mitzvot of a kazait. What are the two mitzvot shel kazait? First of all, Pesach is a yom tov. Even without being lela seder, Pesach is a yom tov. Every yom tov needs a kazait pot. And besides for that, there's a mitzvah v'chilat matzah b'lel Pesach, which requires its own kazait. And therefore, because of en osin mitzvot chavilot chavilot, we don't want to kill two birds with one kazait. Therefore, da'at Maran is to eat two kazetot. Kach da'at ataz. Maran zichrono v'racha says, ze lo nachon. Yeah, as we're going to prove in a second. Go ahead.
Why would that apply to Sukkot also?
What do you mean? Maran Zichrono Berakha in his very first thing he ever wrote, Shailotu Tshuvot, Chazon Avadia, Chelek Aleph, Siman Zayin. Maran says, this is not true. He brings from many, many, many poskim acharonim that say, not like the Taz, listen carefully. When do we say, En osin mitzvot chavilot chavilot? That's only when you have two mitzvot. But when you have one mitzvah and one birkata nehenin, you can lump them together. Prove it. Even better. Kiddush, Shelel, Shabbat. What are you doing? By Kiddush, what do you have? Baruch Atah Hashem Chaunam, Borei Pri HaGefen. And then what? Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh HaShabbat. All on the same course. How come over there? What are you going to tell me? No, Borei Pri HaGefen is Birkat HaNe'enin, right? Motzi Matzah. What's Birkat HaMotzi? Also Birkat HaNe'enin. So what do you see from here? That by Birkat HaNe'enin, you don't say the klal of En Osin Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. For that reason, Maran Zichrono Berakha writes in Shu'ut Chazon Ovadia, says a very interesting thing. If you have Yain Shel Shvi'it, yes? Anybody ever drink Shvi'is wine? Anyway, according to some poskim, Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah to eat Perot Shvi'it, or to drink wine of Shvi'it. That's part of the mitzvah of Bi'ur. Can I use yain shel shvi'it for mitzvat arba kosot? Because what? Over here, lechaora, it's two mitzvot at the same time. Mitzvat bi'ur, perot shvi'it, and also the mitzvah of arba kosot. First of all, do we say enos in mitzvot chavilot chavilot when one is the oraita, one is the rabbanan? Machloket, rov ha-poskim say no. Second of all, over here where you're doing it all in one ma'aseh, there's no issue. Velachin, da'at maran zechon l'bracha, is that the Taz's issue, which is also echoed by the shut hita'oreru teshuvah, Adon Rav Shimon Sofer, who is that? Femeod, yefemeod, anyway. So the shelot teshuvot hita'oreru teshuvah brings down the Taz la'alacha, and he also says the reason why Maran says two kazetot is because of enosin mitzvot chavilot chavilot. Says Maran zechon v'racha en chazon uvadia, ze lo nachon, ze lo nachon. Rather, as the Mishnah Berurah says meforash on this alacha, even though he says we don't find the makor to it, what's the reason that Maran says lechatechila you're supposed to have two kazetot from the two matzot? Very simple. As Ephraim will tell you, Ephraim, when I'm saying Birkat Asher Kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al achilat matzah, which matzah does that bracha go on? Does it go on the matzah shlema or the matzah perusa? Machloket rishonim. Yeah? Yesh beze machloket adira. There's no hechrea in this machloket. Tosfot, ra'avaya, mordechi, they get in. Why? Because on the one hand, give me svarot lekan ulkan. Why should achilat matzah go on the shlema? Chibuv mitzvah, it's the shalem. Why should achilat matzah go on the prusa? Lechem oni, right? Darko shel ani. The rishonim bring svarot lekan ulkan. Therefore, since it's a machloket rishonim bilti mukhra, there's no echrea in this machloket. Come the Rosh, and the Tur, and Maran HaShulchan Aruch, and they say Meforash, now why do I have two kazetot? Because I'm not sure, when I say Birkat HaMotzi and Birkat HaMatzah, I don't know which matzah my bracha goes on. And therefore, latzet kol hashitot, what should I do?
Eat
a kazait mizeh, v'kazait mizeh, not because of enosin mitzvot chavilot chavilot, ela in order to be yotzeh, all the shitot. Now, here we go. Here's another huge clincher, says Maran Zechon Avrachan Chazon Avadiyah. And this is really, there's a mashma'ut, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say the same.
Question.
Yeah.
What was the reason that the
Rosh Chodesh
would go on the
Shlema? Chibuv mitzvah, just like any other mitzvah you make.
That means the Hamotzi would go on the
Not necessarily, maybe it goes on both. For Birkat HaMotzi, there's a mitzvah, just like any other bracha, there's a chashivut of shalem. By any bracha, Birkat HaNe'ani, Birkat HaMitzvot, you want it to be shalem. So there's a svara to say that the shalem should get the bracha. Now, here, one second. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, let's talk about Ashkenazi cracker matzahs for a second. You ready? No, bemet. No, why? Lama ta tzochek? I'm saying seriously. Ephraim, how many kazetot can we get out of a standard Ashkenazi cracker matzah? Be liberal. Two. That's if you're going by nefach and it's a very thick matzah. Huh? Let's say 2 to 3. When the Baal HaBayit is holding his 1.5 matzot, the shlema and the prusa, let's say he's holding 4 or 5 kazetot over there, he's going to be eating 2 of them because that's his mitzvah. Is there enough for all of them, unless he's there with just him and his wife, is there enough to give 2 kazetot to all of the mesubin from the matzot of Baal HaBayit?
No.
Not happening. What do people do? Supplement from the box. That's what everyone does. Over there says the Mishnah Berurah and says Maran Zechon Avrachan Chazon Avadiyah. Maran wasn't talking about that. There's no inyan to eat 2 kazetot if you're supplementing. There's only, because what's the whole point? The whole point is to, because there's, we don't know which bracha goes on what. The bracha was chal on what? The matzot shel Baal HaBayit. Avivait, if you're one of the mesubin and you're not eating your kazetot from the matzot of Baal HaBayit, you'll get a little piece from Baal HaBayit, but if you're not eating your kazetot from the Baal HaBayit, there's not even a din lechatchila for you to have 2 kazetot. Only 1 suffices. Ha! Hey, like that. It's yes! Chazon Avadiyah Meforash. Tach, Katum Meforash. This is a big thing. You know, people, you see people pounding. And they're eating. Lama tochin shtei kazetot. If you're ba'al habayit and you made the bracha on the matzot, shamati. Okay, I get it. But if you're one of the now, let's move away from Ashkenazi cracker matzahs and now talk about Sephardi soft matzahs. Now, if I'm holding each soft matzah, ready? Each the ones I make in general,
6.5.
Between 6 and 7 kazetot per matzah. Now, if Rhyme's nodding, he says, aha, now if I have a matzah and a half, how many kazetot do I have in a matzah and a half? Between 9 and 10 kazetot in a matzah and a half. And I only need 10, and I have a bunch of other mesubin. Can I give 2 kazetot to a bunch of other mesubin? You betcha. In which case, there's a din for them to have 2 kazetot as well for my matzot. I hear, but at least some of the mesubin can still be yotzeh. There's din lechatchila. What do you mean? Oh, the mesubin? Yeah, lamalo. But cracker matzah is not happening. Not happening. Ephraim, what are you saying? If you're not eating from the Baal HaBayit's matzahs, unless you say, I saw such a svar, Piskei Tshuvas brings down. Okay, this is a huge stretch. Everybody else is yotze. Now, I'm holding my matzahs, right? The Baal HaBayit makes his brachot. I'm yotze b'shomea ke'one. Now, the Baal HaBayit's brachot are now chal on my matzah. So, memelas. No. No, 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 no. Huh? And then, wait, hold on. Let me tell you, why is it a chumrah de'ati l'dekula? I'll explain to you. You have to make sure, everything you do on Leila Seder, especially with eating, you have to pace yourself. Don't forget, there's a mitzvat asem midivre sofrim, not really midivre sofrim, midrabanan, mitzvat asem midrabanan, to eat afikoman l'te'avon. If you overeat anything, but even matzah in the beginning of the seudah, and by the time you get to the end of the seudah, you're eating matzah shelo le'teavon. First of all, you're not getting mitzvah min ha-muvchar, and if it's achila gasa, you're not even yotzei. So sometimes less is more. Do your mitzvah v'zeo. And by the way, it's not only matzah, it's the seudah also. People get to the seudah by Shulchan Orech and they eat like they never saw food. Take it easy. Ben Ishchai writes meforash in Parashat Tzav Ilchot Pesach, he says, used to tell the women in the household to only bring out a little bit of food for the seudah, lichvod yom tov hazeh, k'tzad basar, k'tzad dagim, whatever, and to leave most of the seudah for yom Pesach, seudat hayom. Balayla, you have matzah, maro, who's even hungry? You have a little soup, you have a little zeh, zeo, yalla, afikoman. Zaykar. Or actually better, this year, be'ezat Hashem, korban Pesach mamash. Amen k'ni ratzon. You ready? I'll be in Yerushalayim, be'ezat Hashem.
Do you have an agada for it?
I know the bracha, I know shchita, they just, you know, they said a paraduma was born a few days ago in Eretz Yisrael, which is a huge thing. V'zat Hashem, yesh zman, tzach litpalel. V'nochal sham min ha-zevachim u-min ha-pesachim, asher yagi adamam al kir mizbachacha l'ratzon. V'node lecha shir chadash, al geulatenu ve'al pedut nafshenu. Katuv. Korban Pesach, people, you know what the Beit HaMikdash looks like on Erev Pesach? Look at the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th prakim in Masechet Pesachim, Perek Tamid Nishchat. Look what goes on over there. You're supposed to, by the way, there's 2 things I tell people all the time. Usually, Erev Pesach, after you're done with all the hustle bustle, there's things you should sit down and learn. 2 things. First of all, Seder HaKravat Korban Pesach. Sit down and learn it. If you can't learn the Mishnayot, at least Kitzurim, at the end of Perek Tamid Nishchat in Pesachim, there's a little section that went over there. Seder HaKravat Korban Pesach Bekitzur. Go through it. Erev Pesach, Unshanema Parim Sfatenu. That's number one. And, huh? In the Gemara. In the Gemara, right at the end of the 5th Perek. Yeah, Sfardis. It's called Seder HaKravat Korban Pesach. Yeah?
Number.
Vadai.
If it's one or the other, or
should we do Shir HaShirim? Gam. Number 2, Erev Pesach, there's a famous igeret l'Rabbeinu Shimshon Mostropoli, Amkubal. Over there he talks about the Makos and Makot and whatever. It's light Kabbalah. Light. There's many perushim on it, whatever. Don't get scared. Learn it. Ze chashuv. No, ze Kodesh Kadashim Amash. Almost every machzor has it also. Igeret Merav Shimshon Mastropoli.
What is it? It's just like about the 10
Makos? It speaks about the 10 Makos, all the Sodot in the 10 Makos, how many Malachi Chabala that were sent along. Very, it's a big thing. Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach. Tov Rabotai. See you tomorrow, Bezat Hashem.